certainly hasn't helped, no question about it. It's a year on now, it certainly hasn't benefited. They're coming in earlier and they're spending, but after 3 o'clock, if you haven't got your sales done, forget about it. You might as well go home.
That's Neil Murphy of Con Murphy's Menswear, who says the Patrick Street car ban is still proving problematic for many traders. Speaking to Red FM News, he says it's also frustrating to see motorists being pulled over, as he fears it will put them off coming into the city again.
We see them being hauled over and it's very, very frustrating. You'd see the people arguing their case. If there was bollards to stop them going onto the street, it wouldn't be as detrimental to the whole thing.
Tim Mulcahy of the Chicken Inn in the English Market told Red FM News he believes more analysis of the car ban is necessary, but vitally, plans for the city's future need to be better communicated with traders.
I think we're still in the bedding in period. However, I would like to see more information going out there of what the vision is down the road. I think people are crying out for that kind of information. They want to see a vision of the city and what all this is going to lead to.
Meanwhile, the Green Party have called for the extension of the ban with a view to permanently removing cars from the street. However, many traders say that will be the last straw for their business. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News, Patrick Street.